弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的主，我们一同来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we come to you together.
因为我们应该要来敬拜你。
Because we should worship you.
你是配得敬拜。
You are the one that deserved all this worship.
求你从天上赐下给我们属灵的粮食。
Please send the spiritual, the heavenly bread.
透过今天的信息。
And through today's message,
你对我们每个人说话。
Please speak to us.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your words is the spirit.
耶稣你自己也说。
Jesus, you said yourself.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说出的一切话。
We're living not just through foods, but by the words that you speak to us.
你的话让我们每一天所过的日子，我们有力量。
And your words give us the strength that we need every day.
我们从你那里领受许多属灵的祝福。
And we have all the spiritual blessings from you.
这样祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray and praise.
Amen.
Amen.
这个诗篇九十篇是在摩西晚年的时候所写的。
Psalm chapter 90 was written by Moses in his later years.
他说这个当年跟我一起出埃及的那些同胞一个一个都过去了都死了他就很感慨啊。
And he said, for those fellow Israelites who went with me to go out of Egypt, now they're gone one by one. So he has all kinds of feelings at the time.
他觉得人生非常的无常非常在这个世界上漂流。
And he felt that life was very uncertain.
他说人应该要有一个找一个永恒的一个基础。
And he thought that man needs to find an eternal dwelling place.
我想在过去几年也有教会有很多弟兄姐妹蒙主恩召回到天家去了。
In the past several years, several brothers and sisters, they finally came to God before they went to the heavenly home.
他们是我们的亲人。
They were our family members.
但是我们在这个大陆或者在台湾我们也或者甚至在美国也有我们的亲人也离开这个世界。
In mainland China or in Taiwan, we also have some family members who passed away.
你知道那个上个礼拜四月四号是清明节。
Last week, April the 4th, was a traditional Chinese celebrating called 清明。
但是呢，很多的人在纪念追悼他的这个亲人。
And on that day, a lot of people were memorizing their family members that passed away.
以前我在台湾，后来我来到美国。
When I originally I was in Taiwan, now I'm in the U.S.
我们在四月的第一个礼拜天。
And normally, in the first Sunday of April,
我们做追思礼拜。
We had a memorial service.
请弟兄姐妹把他们已故的亲人的照片带到教会来。
And in that memorial service, brothers and sisters can bring the photos of the family members that already passed away.
也请很多没有信主的人也把他们已故的亲人的照片带到教会来。
And we also invite those friends who have not yet followed Christ to bring the photos of their family members that passed away.
在跟中国人传福音有一个很大的困难。
There is a big obstacle or challenge when preaching to Chinese.
因为他们说如果我信了耶稣我就不能拜祖先。
And the challenge is that they think that if I followed Jesus, believed in Christ, then I cannot offer sacrifice to my ancestors.
那我们在台湾也遇到同样的困难。
And the same situation happened in Taiwan.
甚至我们因为了这个信仰问题被父母赶出家里。
And sometimes due to the faith, the Christian faith, we were driven out by our parents.
我一直在祷告来解决这个问题。
I've been praying for long to overcome this obstacle.
感谢主就把这个问题就解决了。
Thank Lord for giving me a way out to solve this problem.
我们告诉他们说，基督徒也是追悼思念我们的亲人跟我们的祖先。
I told them that for Christians we are also memorizing our ancestors.
但是一个很重要的就是我们已故的亲人、父母或者祖先，他不是神。
But a very important point is that for those family members who passed away, they are not God.
所以我们不去拜他。
So we do not offer sacrifice to them.
那个祭那个字是对上帝用的。
Offering sacrifice is for the Lord.
我们纪念、追悼、思念我们的祖先。
We memorize our ancestors.
所以我们不烧香。不烧香，也不烧那些纸。
So we do not burn incense or paper money.
我们有时候会到弟兄姐妹家里去做一个家庭礼拜。
Sometimes we go to the home of some brothers and sisters to have a family worship.
那清明节那个时候，我就到很多的墓园。
On the day of Qingming, April 4th, I go to different funeral sites. Not funeral sites,
去帮弟兄姐妹做追思礼拜。
And help them to have that memorial service.
所以这个是一个很好的一个方式。
So this is a very good way to memorize.
我们中国人讲说，源远流长。
And there's a Chinese saying, a history long, going back to the history.
你看圣经的家谱里面。
According to the genealogy in the Bible.
从那个路加福音第三章，从约瑟一直追溯到亚当跟上帝。
And the genealogy traces our ancestor all the way back to Adam and Joseph.
中国人说拜祖先哈。
Chinese has a tradition of offering sacrifice to ancestors.
好，我现在问你们。我问你们。
Now I asked you.
你的曾祖父叫什么名字？
What's your great grandfather?
请举手。
If you know, please raise your hand.
你看。
So nobody.
Oh, oh.
See nobody.
有一位从路易斯安那来的，他知道啊。那时候你说祭祖，这是不完全啊。
Just one person from Louisiana knows this.
但路加福音告诉我们说，亚当是神的儿子。
In the book of Luke, tells us that Adam is God's son.
所以上帝才是我们的祖先呢。
So God is our very ancestor.
因为他按他的形象样式造人。
Because he created man according to his image.
你要敬拜祖先吗？
So you want to offer sacrifice or memorize your ancestor?
那就是敬拜上帝啊。
Then just go ahead and worship God.
所以这个是我们一生最美的祝福。
So this is most wonderful blessing in our life.
神是我们的基础。
God is the foundation of our life.
神的基础是我们永远的家乡。
Oh, God's dwelling place is our eternal home.
这里说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的基础。
So here it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
那个居所就是避难所。
So this dwelling place is our shelter.
因为我们人像以色列人在旷野漂流。
Our man is like those Israelites drifting around in this world.
世界很多国家的人逃难，逃到美国来。
A lot of people from other parts of the world, they have to escape some hardships. They have to come to the U.S.
我遇到很多从越南来的人。
I met some people from Vietnam.
他们在几十年前，他们漂流在海上。
And dozens of years ago, they were drifting around in the sea.
然后在澳洲的一个难民营。
And in the refugee camp in Australia.
然后被接到美国来。
They were in that camp first, and then they were able to come to the U.S.
但是夫妻就分开了。
But some couples were separated.
因为他被接来，可是他的太太没有被接到美国来。
For example, husband was able to come to the U.S., but wife, the wife could not.
然后他在惠城做工。
So the husband was working in Philadelphia.
然后拿到了身份。
And was able to establish his status here.
回到越南，再跟他太太举行一次婚礼。
So he went back to Vietnam to hold another wedding ceremony with his original wife.
因为美国政府就是那要那个证明。
Because for American government, they need that marriage certificate.
他们夫妻分开十年。
So husband and wife were separated for 10 years.
所以他的第一个女儿跟第二个女儿就差了14岁。
So the older daughter was older 14 years older than their second daughter.
我在哥伦巴斯遇到很多从索马利亚来的人。
And in Columbus, Ohio, I also met some people from Somalia.
他们也是逃难到美国来。
They also try to escape certain hardships.
所以哪里是我们的逃难的地方？
So where is our refuge?
上帝是我们躲避世上苦难的居所。
Lord is our dwelling place where we can shun away from all the troubles and sorrows in the world.
我们住在上帝所造的这个地上。
We live in this earth created by Lord.
他供应我们一切的需要。
He provides for all our needs.
所以神是我们的避难所。
So God is our refuge.
诗篇四十六篇第一节这样子讲。
And in Psalm chapter 46.
耶和华是我的避难所。是我随时的帮助。
God is my refuge, and He is a very present help in trouble.
当我们信了耶稣以后，
after we believe in Christ,
圣灵住在我们里面，
Spirit lives in our heart.
神住在我们里面，
and God lives in us.
感谢主，
thank God.
我们就平安了。
That we can have that eternal peace.
当我们还没有信主的时候。
When we have not believed in Christ,
神没有住在我们里面，
God is not living in us,
我们就没有平安，
and we do not have that eternal peace.
即使我们固定住在一个地方，
even though we kind of settle down and live in a place,
可我们的心是在流浪，
but our heart is still drifting around.
直到有一天神住在我们的里面，
until one day God lives in our heart,
我们就平安了，
we have that peace.
耶稣在天上为我们预备一个永远的家。
Jesus in heaven prepared for that city for us in heaven.
那是以后我们要永远居住的地方。
And that heavenly place will be the place that we will live there eternally.
所以希伯来书说，我们可且羡慕一个更美的家乡在天上。
So in the book of Hebrew, it tells us that we have a better home in heaven.
法国有个很有名的大文豪，一个作家。
And there is a very famous French writer.
他名叫雨果。
Called Victor Hugo.
他讲过这样的一句话。
And he once said.
他说一个人如果永远的死亡。
If a man has eternal death.
那他生命毫无意义。
Then the life is meaningless.
真是感谢主。
Thank God.
我们在基督里面。我们不是永远死亡。
In Christ, we do not have that eternal death.
我们是永远的生命得到永生。
Will have eternal life.
所以我们的生命是非常的有意义。
So our life is very meaningful.
美国在这个1970年、1980年有一个剧作家他的名字叫做 John Howard.
And there's a French playwriter called John Howard Payne.
你们有谁看过这首诗？有没有举手
？Anyone have ever read this hymn?
他说家甜蜜的家，我们用英文来读一下好了，下面来 home, sweet home. There are no place like home. Oh, there is no place like home. 他说甜蜜的家，甜蜜家，没有一个地方能够取代家。上帝是我们甜蜜的家，是我们永远的家。没有人能够取代上帝，是我们永远的居所。
So God is our sweet home, our eternal home, and there's no other body like God that can provide a sweet home.
所以我们要带领我们的家人。
So we need to bring our family members,
我们亲戚朋友，
our relatives and friends,
我们所认识的在这里的华人，
and friends, other Chinese that we know here,
回到这个永远甜蜜的家，
to go back to this eternal sweet home,
就是上帝的家，
and which is God's home.
神是我们生命和需要的源头。
And God is the source of our life and also source of our all needs.
他是一切一切的源头。
And He's the source of everything.
这里说诸山未曾生出。
And here it says, before the mountains were created.
第一世界你未曾造成。
Okay,
你看读诗篇。
Okay.
诗篇九十篇。第一世界你未曾造成，这是诗篇九十篇第二节。
Okay, before the mountains were born or brought forth the whole world.
从亘古到永远，你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
上帝是人类灵魂的源头。
And God is the source of man's spirit.
人如果没有灵魂。
If a man does not have a spirit,
那人跟动物一样。
Then there's no difference between man and animals.
毫无意义。
And it's meaningless.
死了就算了。
And so nothing happened after death.
但是我们有灵魂了。
But we have spirit.
有多少人会去想说，当我这个肉体离开这个世界的时候，我要去哪里？
Have you ever thought about when our The flesh is gone. Where shall we go?
上帝是我们解决一切困难、一切缺乏的源头。
And God's the source of resolving every trouble.
上帝会赏善罚恶。
And God will give the punishment and retribution.
他知道我们的需要和我们的处境。
He knows our needs and circumstances.
所以我很有信心。
So I have the faith.
在我来到美国，在来到我们教会之前
before I came to the U.S. and before I came to this church,
很多人就问我
a lot of people ask me,
林牧师你怎么办？他问我怎么办
？So what's your plan here?
因为我在台语教会，等于是说智慧传道啊。
Because in a Taiwanese church, I was preaching with.My own funding.
教会是供应一部分。
Church provides for part of the cost.
有人很热心要帮助我。
Some people are try to help me.
什么申请食物券Medicare.
They applied. They helped me to apply for food stamp, Medicare, for example.
助老人公益。
To living senior center.
那一听到老人，我就不自在了。
When I heard the word senior, I was not feeling very comfortable.
我说上帝养我。
I told him that God will provide for me.
你们放心。
Just don't worry.
我有一天会到一个地方。
One day, I will go to a place.
但是我不知道那个地方地下两公尺会有水的那个地方。你们知道我在讲哪？上帝会养我。
God will provide for me.
因为这是一个信心。
Because this is the faith.
因为他是一个又真 又活的上帝。
Because he is the true God, the living God.
所以他是我们生命的需要和源头。
He is the source of our life and the needs.
这诗篇十六篇第五节。
And in Psalm 16,
我们来读一下好不好？来，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的粪。我所得的，你为我持守。好，我们来读一下：你是我一切的福分的源头，你掌握我的生命。哦，上帝，我的产业。
God is my portion。
所以我告诉各位，有人常常问说：我们每年报税，就是写说，你的财产是什么？我本来要给他写我的财产就是上帝，他说这样不行，那个税务局会就给退回来。
Every year in tax return, we need to write down, disclose our property, our fortune. And I wanted to write, God is my portion, but I could not do that.
上帝他给我一张支票。
God gave me a check.
第一个是写一个一。
And the first number is one.
下面多少零呢？让我自己填。
And for the remainder of the zeros, God asked me to fill it out myself.
对我是个试探。
And that's an attempt to me.
如果我很贪心，我会填六个零。
If I'm I probably tend to write six zeros after one.
但是很感谢主，我按照我的需要填上去。
Thank God, I was able to fill in the zeros according to the needs.
但是我不是到银行去领钱。我不是到银行去领。不是到银行去领钱。
I did not go to the bank to borrow.
我到天上去领。
I went to the heaven.
上帝会供应我。
And God will provide for me.
他是我们一切的源头。
And He is the source of every needs.
我们虽然是尘土，上帝还顾念我们。
Even though we're dust, God still watch over us.
你看哈，每一次这个追思礼拜的时候。
So in every memorial service.
有些牧师会这样讲。
Some pastor will say this.
但是我不喜欢这样讲。
I don't want to say it.
那牧师说啊，我们是从尘，我们尘土造的，所以我们要回到尘土。
Those pastors will say things we were originally dust will go back to into dust.
这个没有错，圣经是这样讲，没有错。
This is not inaccurate. The Bible says it this way.
当我们的祖先亚当堕落犯罪的时候
，When Adam fell and sinned.
罗马书五章十二节这样子讲。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 12, it says.
他说罪是从一个人来的。
It says, sin enter into this world through one man.
然后死又是从罪来的。
And death came from sin.
死就临到了每一个人。
So death fell upon everybody.
但是我们很感谢我们的主。
Thank God.
因为他钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
替我们的罪死。
And he died for our sin.
他流出他的宝血，洗净赦免我们的罪。
He shed his precious blood and cleansed our sin.
所以我们面对死亡毫无恐惧。
So we were fearless in front of death.
我常常看到有一些基督徒。
Sometimes I see some Christians.
他们在医院。
They are in the hospital.
要临终的时候。
And before they die.
他们怎么说？
And what did they say?
面带笑容。
They had smiles on their face.
我看他们脸好像也发光。
And I can see the glowing in their face.
他还跟我再见，跟我用摆摆手。
And they were saying, saying goodbye to me, waving their hands.
他林牧师，我在上面等你哈。
And they say,
不是二楼了，不是二楼。
I was above waiting for you.
哎，他说我的追思礼拜，你讲到的题目。
And in my memorial service,
耶稣是我永远的朋友。
And the topic you should preach is Jesus is my eternal friend.
然后你要献一首诗。
And you should also give a hymn.
所以我要讲到，我还要独唱。
So I need to preach. I also need to sing a song.
然后他就离开这个世界。
And then he passed away.
他真的先到那边去等我们。
So he's going to be above in heaven waiting for me.
他为什么面对死亡这么样的自然？
So why he felt so comfortable
when he's faced, 毫无恐惧害怕。
And he did not have fear before he dies.
因为他说我的肉体虽然暂时在这个地上。
Because he knows that even though his flesh perished on this earth,
但是我灵魂到主那里了。
His spirit will go to heaven.
但耶稣再来的时候我要复活。
And when Jesus comes back again,
那我有什么害怕的呢?
He will resurrect. So what is to fear about?
所以我们虽然是尘土。
So even though we're dust,
他是顾念我们。
He remembers us.
所以诗篇第八篇第四节说。
So in Psalm 8 verse 4.
他说啊，别说人算什么，你竟顾念他。
And what is man? You are mind of.
世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
And what is man? And you remember them.
在告诉我们，人生为什么会短暂？
And he also told us why life is short.
神看千年如已过的昨日。
A thousand years in God's sight is like a day that has just gone by.
这句话的意思说，一千年在神来看好像一天。
So this means that a thousand years in God's sight is like just a day.
还用夜间的一根。
It's like a watch in the night.
这个这样算起来啊，就说一年好像一分四十四秒。
So one year is like just 1 hour and 44 seconds, one minute and 44 seconds.
人生好短啊。
So life is so short. Recently, I saw a photo of me when I was in kindergarten.
我说, 这个小朋友是谁啊?
Asked, who is this little guy?
我是在Facebook看到了。I
saw that in Facebook.
原来那个是我。
It turned out to be me when I was young.
牙齿掉光光啊。
I had no teeth at the time.
哎呀，原来那个是我。And
that was me.
那个时候我才六岁。
I was just 6 years old.
啊，怎么现在这个样子？
Now I'm like this.
但是我不是老人。
But I'm not old man.
Do you understand? I'm not a senior, huh? 哦，时间过得实在太快。
So time flies.
哦，在过去的岁月，它不会再回来的。
All the years that have gone, that have passed, will not come back.
然后这里又形容说，人的一生像好像睡一觉。
And also, a life is just like a sleep.
所以我告诉你，如果你睡一次八小时的，哇，我恭喜你。
So if you can sleep for 8 hours, then I congratulate you on that.
表示你的人生很长啊。That
means you have a long life.
如果有的人呢，半夜起来好几次。If
somebody needs to get up midnight several times, I don't know what to say.
哦，人生实在是太短。
So life is so short.
他说人生好像早晨花芽。
This is like springs in the morning.
晚上就割下。And
then got dry and withered at night.
最近有一些父母来这里探亲的。There
are some parents coming visiting us.
他们做了一件工作。And
one thing they do.
这是种菜哈。
Is to grow vegetables.
已经有人告诉我，牧师，等我菜长了，你来我家吃菜。
And one person told me, when I have harvest, please come to taste them.
我们人生就像那个菜一样，他把它割下来，请林牧师吃，那个人生就没有了。
So life is so short. It's like after we got the harvest, and life is gone.
他妈妈就种菜。所以人生这么短。
So life is so short.
他说我们人生好像什么呢？就枯干了，就好像那个植物这样就枯干了。
So quickly that life can get dry and withered.
到底这个形容是什么意思?
And what is the meaning of this analogy?
表示一个人他没有遇见耶稣的时候,
that means before a man meet Jesus,
他的人生是没有安全感,
he has no sense of safety for life.
很多人都在找安全感,
a lot of people is looking for that sense of safety.
有些人很迷信,
Some people have are kind of superstitious.
台湾人很喜欢看日子。
Some Taiwanese
看日子，看时辰。
Watch the dates.
有一个人他要去 Tampa 坐游轮。
One person wanted to go to Tampa to have a cruise.
他看了一个中国的农民历。
And he was looking at the lunar calendar, Chinese lunar calendar.
说那天是不好的日子。
And he was thinking that day was not good.
所以他不敢上船。
So he was afraid of going on to board on that cruise.
你给我，我敢上船，因为我有主同在，没关系，你不去，我去。
So I told him that you can give that ticket to me because I have God.
没有安全感。
So
为什么有人会去算命呢？
So one, why some people go to the fortune teller?
我就跟他说。
I told him,
你信了耶稣, 你就省了这个算命的钱了。
If you believe in Christ, then you don't have to spend money on fortune telling.
凭爱心说诚实话, 我问你们, 你信耶稣以前跑去算过命的, 请举一下手。
So before you believe in Christ,
感谢主, 你们很诚实哈。 有的人不但算命, 还是算说他未来的老公是谁, 我的天哪。
So some people even ask fortune teller who will be her husband.
上那个算命绝对不会告诉你，你未来的老公就在TCCC。
就在教会。 Fortune teller will not tell you that your future husband will be in this church TCCC.
我们信耶稣都自由了。
So after we believe in Christ, we are free from that.
我们人生这么短暂，又有这么多苦难，又有这么多的不如意。
And life is so short and full of sorrow and trouble.
我们有很多的苦难。
and we have a lot of hardships.
是不是别人的罪带给我们的痛苦？
Sometimes this suffering is due to the sin of other people.
因为有的是这个人的个性、脾气、他的做人。
And the suffering is due to that person's personality and the way he's treating other people.
所以很多婚姻出了问题。
So some marriage has problems.
甚至很多兄弟姐妹也出了问题。
And there's also some troubles, problems in the the relationship between brothers.
带领这些人信耶稣，带领这些人信耶稣。
So we should lead these people to God.
让他们认罪悔改。
So that they can confess and.
让耶稣来改变他们。
So that Jesus can change them.
整个被改变。
When they are changed.
就像这个《使徒行传》十一章所说的。
So this is like what is said in Acts chapter 11.
巴拿马是个好人，巴拿巴是个好人。
Barnabas is a good person.
哦，这个是很好相处的人。
And he's a very he's a person that is very easy to get along with.
有益处的人。
And he brings benefit to other people.
因为耶稣改变他了。
Because Jesus changed him.
是加拉太书二章二十节这样子讲。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
说现在活着的不再是我。
Now, I'm not living for myself.
那是基督在我里面活着。
Jesus Christ is in me.
那这个人从一个 troublemaker 变成一个 peacemaker.
When a person changes from a troublemaker to a peacemaker.
你们知道 troublemaker 是什么？麻烦的制造者，对不对？
What does troublemaker mean?
我就听到有一个太太跟我说。
And I once heard from one wife told me.
她说我的老公就是一个麻烦的人物。
My husband is a troublemaker.
我说我为你祷告。
I told her that I will pray for you.
让你的老公变成平安的人物。
So that your husband will be changed into a peacemaker.
带领他信耶稣。
So lead him to Christ.
那我们人际关系的那种不好的人际关系也消失了。
So the interpersonal relationship can also be changed.
一个破碎的家庭重新被建造起来。
A broken marriage can also be be renewed and changed.
这样人生活着不是才有意义吗？
So that life will be more meaningful.
这告诉我们说，罪带来的死亡和审判。
The Bible told us that sin brought in death and the judgment.
人因为罪，那么神的公义他必须要审判我们，而且死后却有审判，就是表示说人要永远灭亡。
There will be judgment after death.
加拉太书说，罪是我们人的咒诅。
And in Galatians, it tells us that sin is the curse for man.
可是当我们信了耶稣,
but after we believe in Christ,
耶稣赦免我们的罪,
and we were, our sin were forgiven,
咒诅没有了,
and the curse is gone,
而是由祝福来取代,
and it's replaced by blessing.
所以感谢主啊, 我们信耶稣以后, 就是耶和华祝福满满。
So thank Lord, after we believe in Christ,there will be, we're full of blessings.
其实圣经说，我们的思想、意念、行为，上帝都知道。
And Bible tells us that God knows our thoughts and our behavior.
你做什么，上帝都知道。
Whatever you do, God knows it.
所以，我们常常这样子说，哎，不要做这个事情，因为上帝在看你。
And sometimes we may remind somebody, don't do this, because God is watching you.
很多基督徒因为这个信念,
and for a lot of Christians, because they know this,
他不敢去做神不喜悦的事情,
they're afraid to do something that will sin against God.
罪带来了肉体的死亡,
so sin brought death of the body.
其实肉体的死亡并不可怕,
actually the death of the body is not that dreadful.
而是死后有审判，灵魂永远的灭亡，那才可怕。
The judgment after death and the eternal death of the spirit is even more dreadful.
所以我们必须要在这个人还活着的时候解决他灵魂的问题。
So that's why when a person is alive, we need to resolve the problem related to the spirit.
这是为什么我们要传福音?
That's why we need to preach gospel.
这为什么我跟师母要常常去探访?
That's why my wife and I want to go to visit families.
我最近要找五位弟兄姐妹志愿，要做关怀工作。
Recently, I was looking for five brothers and sisters to be volunteers in this showing care to people.
等一等，我们苏弟兄会详细报告。
In the later announcement, Brother Su will give more details.
这个服事只有做一件事，就是让你知道耶稣爱你。
And the purpose of the service is one thing, is to let people know that Jesus loved them.
所以。你看，当一个人信耶稣的时候
，So when a man believed in Christ，
他罪除去
，His sin is forgiven，
咒诅除去
，The curse is gone，
神的祝福临到
，And God's blessing
come
upon him， and peace comes upon him。
这不是一生最美的祝福吗
？Isn't this the most wonderful blessing in life？
所以我们要来规划神的路是最美好的。
So we know that God's way is the best.
罪使人的人生生命非常的短暂。
Sin makes people's life short.
摩西说，人的一生是70岁，强壮可到80岁。
Moses said, normally we just have 70. We can live till we are 70, and if the strength endures, we can live till 80s.
可是现在医学患者活到100岁的很多。
With the advancement of the medical technology, some people can live till 100 years old.
有一次我到一个地方去讲道。
Once I went to a place to preach.
前面坐一排是儿童主日学。儿童 Sunday school.
For the first row of the audience, they are from children's Sunday school.
那我就问说，我们这里有没有超过100岁的呀？
I asked them, are there any people here are over 100 years old?
我以为没有。
I thought that there were none.
结果有两个人举手。
There were two raising their hands.
然后站起来。
And they stood up.
就是我了，就是我了。
It's me.
哎呀，感谢赞美主。
Thank Lord.
因为他很喜乐。
Because he is very joyful.
而且他比我厉害。
And he's even more capable than me.
他竟然不用戴眼镜了。我还戴眼镜呢。
He did not need to wear glasses. 你看，一百岁不戴眼镜。So, a hundred-year-old man.
这个字的圣经他还看。
Without glasses, can read the Bible.
你知道我们教会很有爱心。
And our church have brother and sister that are full of love.
买了一些大字的圣经。
And they bought some Bibles with big characters.
目前我还用不上，谢谢。
So far, I do not need to read the.
感谢主，现在人都活得很久。
So thank God, now some people can really have longevity.
可是还是很短暂。
But still, life is short.
有人做这样一个统计啊。
Some people have done this number crunching.
如果一个人22岁大学毕业
，If somebody graduated at age of 22,
65岁退休
，and retire at the age of 65,
一天工作8小时
and work 8 hours a day,
扣掉周休二日
deducting the weekend hours,
扣掉请病假
deduct the sick leave,
扣掉回到台湾跟大陆
deduct the annual leave,
7扣8扣
and after all these deductions,
他一生真正工作只有10年
actually the actual time spending one's career is 10 years.
可是他竟然可以拿一辈子的退休金。
But this person can get full pension.
活得越久，领的越多。
The longer he lives, the more pension he can get.
但是我恭喜各位。
But I congratulate you on one thing.
我们活得越久。
The longer we live.
我们领受神的恩典。
The more blessing we can get from God. The more presence that we can experience with God.
神的祝福就越多。
And the more provisions.More blessing we can.
所以活得越久，你就领的越多。
So the longer you live, the more you can get from God.
所以在这里恭喜你啊。
So here I congratulate you.
所以你看哈，我们的主耶稣基督他说，很劳苦担重的人可以到我这里来。
And Jesus also told us that if you have burden on your shoulder, you can come to me.
可以使你们得安息。
So you can have peace in me.
我很多的人他心里躺在床上，但是心里像波浪一样，没有办法休息。
For some people, even though they lie in bed, but their heart is full of waves.
因为他有很多的劳苦愁烦。
They got all kinds of trouble and sorrow.
感谢主，保罗在腓立比书四章第四节，他这样子讲。
And in Philippians chapter 4,
他说，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
We need to rejoice in Lord.
感谢主，我们常常喜乐。
And thank Lord, we are always joyful.
所以我们的人生是一个喜乐的人生。
And we have a life full of joy.
他说，我们应当义无挂虑。
And we should not be fearful.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And if we pray to Lord for everything.
将我们所要的告诉神。
And let God know what we ask for.
然后腓立比书四章七节这样子讲。
And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
在这里啊。来，我们来读腓立比书第四章第七节，好吧？来，神所赐人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的信心。Your English, okay? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard you, heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. 这个出人意外的平安，就是超过人的理性所能想象。
So this peace transcends all understanding.
这个是意外的平安，你想不到。
And this peace is deeper than all knowledge.
请问这不是一生最美的祝福吗？
Isn't this the most wonderful blessing in our life?
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
And to fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
这个摩西说，神啊，谁晓得你这愤怒的前世。
And so Moses said, if only we knew the power of your anger.
按着你神你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒。
Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due.
这个意思是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
那个敬畏，我知道英文是用 fear， 就是害怕的意思。
So fear in English is the word fear that shows this feeling.
但一方面我们对神是恭敬的。
On the one hand, we respect God.
但另外我们是害怕。
But on the other hand, we have fear.
我们害怕什么？
And what do we fear about?
我们害怕做不好的事情。
We fear that we'll sin against God.
神在看我。
God is watching us.
他愤怒了。
And he will have his anger.
所以，你看约瑟他怎么说？
So what did Joseph say?
他对他主人的太太说。
And he said to the wife of his master,
我怎么可以做大的恶，做这个大的恶来得罪上帝？
So how can I do something that will sin against God?
所以一个怕上帝的人，他是有福的。
So for those who fear the Lord, has the blessing.
他说我们认识神的慈爱。
And we understand God's mercy.
但更要认识他的公义。
What is more important is we need to understand his justice.
上帝会按一个国家、一个民族、一个社会、一个家庭。
God will give his retribution according to what a society, a country, a nation has done.
来审判，来审判他们，报应他们。
So we'll give the retribution and judgment they deserve.
没有人知道上帝什么时候会出手。
We don't know when God will give his punishment.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们信耶稣受洗归入基督的时候，
After we believed in Christ and after we are baptized,
我们都是神的儿女。
We become God's children.
神的愤怒不会临到我们。
God's anger will not fall upon us.
或许他会管教我们。
He may discipline us.
诗篇119篇十一节这样子讲了。
And in Psalm 129, verse 11.
我们一起来读好不好？我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。English, 来。
I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
对。哦， 上帝，我要看看圣经，我做这件事合不合你的旨意，是免得我得罪你啊，免得我做了对不起你的事情，我自己还不知道。
So sometimes we ask ourselves, we'll check into the Bible to see whether if we do this, whether we'll sin against God's teaching.
我们行事为人对得起主。
So that we'll live according to God's will.
我们凡事要讨神的喜悦。
So we'll do things that will be pleasing to God.
这就是说我们所规划神的路。
So this is, we try to plan in God's way.
我们一生走在神的路。
And we live in God's way all our life.
求神指教我们有效力的使用时间。
We also ask God so that He can teach us to use our time efficiently.
因为我们真的不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
什么时候走，没有人知道。
We don't know exactly when we'll leave this world.
曾经有人这样子问。
Once one person asked us,
如果明天是你的人生的最后一天，你今天要做什么？
If tomorrow is your last day in this world, what will you do today?
很多人是想不出来。
A lot of people cannot find an answer.
其实不是到了那一天，我在想说我怎么样来使用我的时间。
So we cannot really plan for how to use our time on that day.
在诗篇39篇第四节第五节这样子讲。
And in Psalm verse 39, chapter 39, verse 4 to 5.
他说：“耶和华，求你叫我晓得我身之中。”
It basically says, God, please teach me so that I know.
我能够活几岁？
How many years that I can live?
叫我知道我的生命不长。
So that I know that my life is short.
你使我的年日窄如手掌。
You make my years, number of years as narrow as the hand.
所以我们要好好的爱惜光阴。
So we need to really value our time.
所以我每一天晚上要睡觉以前
，Before I go to bed every day，
我会写说明天我要做什么事情。
I will write down what I will do tomorrow.
然后我要做什么？写好了，我这把明天做的事情都写好了，我再去睡觉。
After I have made the plan for tomorrow, then I'll go to bed.
然后我会做一个月的计划。
And I'll also do a weekly planning.
一季的计划。
Quarterly planning.
因为我不要浪费时间。
Because I don't want to waste my time.
因为我趁着大家没有叫我老先生的时候，我赶快好好用我的时间。
So before I can be called an old man, I really want to make an efficient use of my time.
我来这里要两个月了，两个多月了。
I've been in this church for about 2 months.
我跟师母已经习惯，小朋友叫我爷爷，叫师母奶奶，已经习惯了。刚来不太习惯。
My wife and I have been used to be called grandpa, grandma. Initially, I was not feeling comfortable about that.
他们叫我爷爷，我回去一直照镜子，我说爷爷吗？这照了半天不像。
When a little kid called me grandpa, I went back and looked into the mirror. Am I really that old?
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们要爱惜光阴。
So Bible teaches that we should value our time.
比如说，我们为主、为教会，到底我要做什么
？So what should we do for our Lord, for the church?
我在我的工作上，我要做什么？
And in my work, what should I do?
为我的家，我要做什么
？And what should I do for my family?
我还有没有时间去充实装备我自己
？Do I have time to better equip myself?
最后来看一段圣经，哥林多后书5:15，我们来读一下来。
Second Corinthians chapter 5:15。
我们来读来，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人。不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
English,
and he died for all, that those who live should not longer live for themselves,
but for him who died for them and was raised again.
对，我们不再为自己活。
So we're no longer living for ourselves.
为我们死而复活的主活。
We live for our Lord who died for us.
让我们这一生。最美好，就是为主而活。
So the most wonderful thing for our life is to live for our God.
这也是这一生最美好的祝福。
And this is the most wonderful blessing in our life.
这个祝福给在座的每一位。
And this blessing is to every one of you here.
Amen.
Amen.
你们阿们吗？神祝福你们，感谢主。
God give you the blessing. Thank God.